When Jordana Holovac's son Jacob was 6 months old, doctors diagnosed him with Canavan disease.
I was basically told to go home and watch him die, that there was really nothing that we could do. It was a rare disease. It's a brain disease that affects the white matter of the brain.
She found a research team.
When I called them, they were shutting their lab doors down. They just did not have any further funding, and I said, stop. No, I'm going to provide the funding for you.
Gene therapy stopped the progression of the disease. Jacob is now 15.
He's a very dependent boy. He's in a wheelchair. I'm proud to say that he attends our local middle school. We went from, you know, go home, watch these children die, to there's something. We're working on something. There is hope.
Holovac founded Jacob's Cure and has raised $10 million so far. Here's a chance to raise $250,000 more.
The Pepsi Refresh Grant, which is just an unbelievable opportunity for a lot of different causes out there.
She's asking everyone she knows to go vote online.
You can vote three ways, once a day, until January 31st.
What would $250,000 mean to your cause?
It would mean life-saving stem cell surgeries for about 25 children. Please, please, please vote for Jacob's Cure. Please, the Pepsi Refresh campaign.
In Harrison, New York, Sean Adams, WCBS 880 News. Jordana Holovac from Harrison is a mother on a mission.
My son Jacob was born with Canavan disease at 6 months of age. I was told that he would never develop any milestones.
Canavan is a genetic disorder that affects the white matter of the brain.
When you're given a fatal diagnosis and told there's nothing you can do, my immediate response was there has to be something.
She founded Jacob's Cure, and she found a research team.
Being a rare disease, you just have to be a squeaky wheel.
Gene therapy halted the progression of the disease. Jacob is now 15.
Without speaking, he speaks volumes. I mean, he just has the amazing ability to touch anyone around him, and he's a gift. And I just feel that just being able to have him, and I know he's still locked inside, but we connect.
The quest for a cure continues. Research money is desperately needed. Jacob's Cure is in the running for the Pepsi Refresh Grant.
For us to be able to potentially win a $250,000 grant is incredible. For the month of January, it's all basically a contest that's based on voting.
She's hanging posters, sending emails, and text reminders, pleading with people to vote online.
Vote for us every day. You will save the lives of many, many, many children.
In Harrison, New York, Sean Adams, WCBS 880 News.